More than 40 Palestinians were killed earlier today and at least 1,000 injured as protests intensified along the border fence between Israel and Gaza. Israeli soldiers fired on Palestinian demonstrators there who are opposed to the move of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. To get a sense of the scene on the ground, I spoke with Nidal Mughrabi, a senior Reuters correspondent based in the Gaza Strip.
Today, the Palestinians prepared the largest demonstrations to protest, you know, the U.S. Moving the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, and also as part of the marches dubbed as the Great March of Return to demand the right of refugee of Palestinian refugees and their descendants to return to land inside historical Palestine or inside what is Israel today. Tens of thousands have shown up for these protests, with many, or let's say hundreds, you know, advancing towards the, you know, the frontier, some hurling stones, other rolling burning tires. The Israelis, you know, according to human rights organizations, according to local residents and organizers, you know, have used intensive gunfire against the protesters.
Why is the Israeli military responding to protesters with deadly force? I mean, we're seeing a pretty high death toll.
Yes, the Israelis, you know, like said that they will not allow any breach of the border. But human rights organizations have criticized Israel's excessive use of force. And, you know, they have urged, you know, frequently the Israeli army for restraint.
And do you expect protests to intensify heading into the rest of the week?
It was intended for 6 weeks, so supposedly it should be ending tomorrow. But given what happened today, I will not be surprised if the National Committee, which is steering these protests, would extend, you know, these protests and would announce that these protests will go on for some more time.
Nidal Mughrabi, senior Reuters correspondent based in the Gaza Strip, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Violence is expected to continue along the Israel-Gaza border, but in the capital, the ceremonial opening of the U.S. Embassy continued as planned.
Today, the embassy of the most powerful nation on earth, our greatest ally, the United States of America, today its embassy opened here.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu there speaking at the embassy opening. Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, also addressed the crowd.
By moving our embassy to Jerusalem, we have shown the world once again that the United States can be trusted. We stand with our friends and our allies, and above all else, we've shown that the United States of America will do what's right, and so we have.
For leaders of the U.S. and Israel, the Jerusalem embassy opening was a celebration. But for residents of the ancient city, the greater concern is the timing of this move, which comes on the eve of Nakba, a day when Arabs commemorate the loss of the land they see as their own.
I'm feeling upset, because it makes a lot of trouble here in Jerusalem and Israel. We don't feel safe in this country.
Well, I think in theory it's very exciting, but practically, as a resident of the city, and in particular a resident of the neighborhood where the embassy is going to be, I'm a little concerned about how it's going to mess up traffic and the security requirements that they're going to be imposing and how that's going to affect the day-to-day lives of the residents of the neighborhood.
All the time there is all the important people, they come to Jerusalem to visit the government, they visit the prime minister,
So you don't think it's a big difference?
No.
Noga Tanapolsky is a freelance correspondent based in Jerusalem, and she spent the weekend talking to residents about the symbolism of the move and the risks of violence.
I think that it's basically what both the Hamas organization that rules Gaza was threatening and what the Israeli army was warning of, which was a real significant uptick in the violence today. And I think, depending how this goes, it could really mar the sort of festive vibe that they are putting together in Jerusalem.
And tell us about the scene today. What's the mood at the site of the new embassy?
The mood, I think you could divide it into two. There's a mood of kind of your, I would say, average everyday Israelis who feel, I have to say, a surprising sense of validation and almost palpable relief. It may say more about me than anything else that I was surprised, but Israel has used Jerusalem as its capital in every sense, in terms of a parliament and a Supreme Court and ministries, forever. And so I've been a little bit surprised to see how meaningful this embassy announcement has been for Israelis who really feel a kind of breath of recognition that I didn't realize was missing from them. That's one part of it. The other part, I would say, is a very festive atmosphere by several hundred supporters of President Trump in particular, many of whom have flown in specifically for this event. I'm surrounded by them right now. There are about 800 people gathering around me here.
And what about the Palestinian perspective?
So the Palestinian perspective is interesting. And I have to say that most of the Palestinian Jerusalemites who I spoke with seemed a little bit indifferent and sort of said, if the embassy's in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, who cares? But there was a feeling of resentment that the United States from far away seems to be sort of pulling the strings of their daily life. And that really came up in several conversations.
Noga Tanaparsky is speaking to us from the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, and she spent the weekend speaking to residents of the city. Tell us what's next for the city.
I think the next few days will tell. It's, I think, going to be a tense time. Jerusalem so far has remained very calm during a period of up to 2 months now when protests have been growing week by week on the Gaza border. But this embassy move is viewed as a real provocation. Then tomorrow is the day that Palestinians mark as Nakba Day, or the day of the catastrophe, when they mark their dispossession of their lands when Israel was founded in 1948. That day is always a hot spot. And then this year, by strange coincidence, the holy Muslim month of Ramadan starts one day after that. So we kind of have a parade now of 3 days, each one of which could be very, very volatile. And I think we don't know yet how the city of Jerusalem will react.
Noga, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Noga Tarnopolsky is a freelance correspondent based in Jerusalem.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.